Hello, hello, hello. This is episode number 4 of Sustainable Living, Clear Space, and Clear Mind. Would you consider yourself someone who's pretty organized? I just want you to think about that question for a couple of seconds here. How would you define organization? Okay, so after you've thought about that, you're probably thinking that, you know, you keep your things in a pile and you keep that pile in this area. But what about those other areas that you don't necessarily go to all the time? Like those other spaces? Do you keep those spaces clear? In this episode, I would like to talk about those spaces that we kind of ignore, the things that we kind of like push off. And maybe it's the car light blinking. For however many days in a row that is, maybe engine check light or something. Like, what would be your life light that comes up and you just kind of throw it to the side? I think everyone has different things. One of the common ones is probably your vehicle. I mean, how often do we find the day-to-day vehicle we drive in dirty? It's almost inevitable that driving every day to work, to exercise, anywhere, to do anything, your car is going to be dirty. Keeping a car clean is probably the hardest job in the world. What about your house? Is your house clean? Is your room clean? How do you get those spaces clean so that you can feel a little bit better about what it is that you're doing on a day-to-day basis? And what are the reasons that it became dirty and cluttered in the first place? So let's start off by attacking the root cause of the problem. So it's Monday morning and you just woke up. You look around and everything is in order. Your bed's clean. Your carpet's clean, maybe even your work desk is clean. So Tuesday comes around, you have a couple of dishes, and then Wednesday comes around, maybe a couple of papers. Thursday, maybe some dirty clothes. Friday, maybe some more dishes. Now it's Saturday. Your room is a mess, your office is a mess, your car is a mess. How did these things happen? Honestly, I find myself in that place probably every week. I consider myself to be a very organized person, and although that I make an effort daily to maintain these messes that I create, it almost seems impossible to keep these messes like completely at bay. I don't think there's any way that you can avoid it other than by making an effort to actually go through all of your things every day and just say like, oh, okay, these are getting out of hand, let me take care of this, or my car's getting out of hand, let me clean that. So, that brings me to the first point. The first point being, how do you catch a mess before it becomes a mess? Or a problem before it becomes a problem? It's not really easy. The easiest way to describe how problems are created would probably be due to us ignoring them. It's kind of similar to how there are just things that we choose to ignore based on the fact that we're weak to it. An example I could provide would be, I hate washing dishes and I love cooking. I cook daily, and thankfully, my amazing girlfriend we have this amazing duet where we work together to create meals, but I do a lot of cooking and she does the cleaning. So it's like we're this perfect team of yin and yang for, you know, for the dinner, for the main event. So luckily, I'm kind of saved there. But if there are some things that you're not really good at or you don't like, you will often put them to the side and kind of come back to them later or eventually. So one of the things that I've done, to kind of like stop creating messes and to keep my spaces and my to keep my life clutter free and my head clutter free is to create a cleaner environment for myself, whether it be on my computer or in person, like in my room or places in my home that I know are cluttered. Because when you ignore those things, it creates this sense of like you're like uncomfortable. Like you notice, it's kind of like the weird bug that you see in your room at night. It's a very funny analogy, but like everyone's been in a position where they've seen something in their room at night and they were like, oh my gosh, what is that? Like, what is that thing? And it could be anything. Like it could be a bug. It could be something like our mind tells us is there that it's not, but something is most definitely there and it makes you so uncomfortable. For me, it's probably like dishes. Whenever I wake up in the morning and I notice that I left some dishes out, I'm like, oh yeah, look at that. Of course, like they're so ugly and they just sit there. They're so dirty and it's disgusting. So like, how do we stop this continuous like trash day that we have every Sunday to clean our space? How can we avoid that problem entirely? And the main way to avoid this is by going every single day and looking throughout your space and everything you have that you work in front of, your room, your car, your house, and just taking a look at everything, like the overview of your day, like the end of it, and cleaning that up. Because if you can clean that area up, then you can stop the crazy trash day that you have on Sunday, which everyone hates. What do you do on your days off? Are you relaxing? Do you really feel like the days that you have off, you're taking full advantage of them and you're really just getting everything that you need done? Most of the time, I think when I have my days off, I'll find myself like just putting all of these things in my head together and I'll be like, okay, so I need to do this and do that and then do this. So when you look at it from that perspective, you kind of set things up in sequencing, kind of like a timeline for the day that you have off. I think it's best if you kind of get away from that. Just off of my personal experience with cleaning things specifically, if I write them down on paper, it's more of a visual thing for me. Like if I see that I've wrote down clean car and it's on a checklist, I'm more likely to clean my car just because I have a little bit of OCD, so I'm like, oh man, I need to get it off that. Like, I need to scratch that out, and that's gonna just be oh so satisfying. Whenever you write things down, too, I think it creates a sense of accomplishment for whenever you complete them. Completing something in your head, since it's not really visual, you don't really get the like materialistic aspect of completing the goal. Setting the goals and having them right in front of you is a really important thing. I think that a lot of people, they struggle to complete things, especially goals specifically, when they're not written down somewhere. Like, keeping a journal can be extremely beneficial for anyone and everyone. I keep a journal with me daily just so I can write down little things here and there, whether it be ideas for the podcast, topics, just like research things, school things, anything. But I also keep those journals separate because you don't want to intertwine those with like a work journal, because then it kind of becomes like, oh, this isn't really a journal for my like day to day. This is just like nonsense and material all over the place. So you want to kind of avoid the cluttering of how you plan your day to day. Because when you plan your day-to-day in your head, it all sounds so amazing. Like, for example, when I woke up today, I actually had an interview, but I got to meet with some really nice guy today and talk about future projects outside of the podcast, and it is a very beneficial thing when you're able to meet with people and talk with them on future projects and ideas and just like the one-on-one. It's awesome when you get to meet new people and you get to deal with those experiences, and someone can, you know, spread a bit of love to you and a little bit of knowledge, and then you can kind of return the favor in whatever it is you have to offer. So, you know, writing that down in my journal, it was important to me to just see that and then complete that, because it's like completing a chapter of your life or just of the day. So, you know, like writing down your goals as kind of like segments. Like if you think about like your life as a movie, you know, you go through chapters, you go through periods. There's these weird slow times where you're like, oh my gosh, I'm not doing anything, like I feel so hopeless, and then the next thing you know, it's like boom, just something crazy happens and you're like, oh my god, I'm on top of the world right now. So, you know, trying to avoid those low periods is ideal, and that, I mean, that just means like you should enjoy the progression of just everything. Especially if that's even like, you know, I feel like when you can enjoy the progress that you've made in a certain area, you can better like understand what you've accomplished. And I felt that in the past couple of years, you know, my room's not as dirty because I have more time to reflect on things. And when you do a lot of reflecting, I mean, how often do we like step back and look at something and be like, yeah, I appreciate this for what it is. So when you're not stepping back and reflecting on your day to day, whether it be in the journal or at home, it kind of leaves space where there can be clutter. I mean, this is more so on the topic of, you know, like mental barriers and like different things that can bog you down mentally and like mental clutter, but it's still very much the same as visual, because visual and mental clutter are essentially, they cause the same thing. If they make you feel uncomfortable, then they make you feel uncomfortable, and that's that. Because you can't deny that a dirty dish and a failed grade on the test are gonna make you like sigh and be like, I don't want to deal with this, like I don't want to look at this. They're the same thing. If you can avoid creating those problems for yourself by looking at the helpful things, that might give you more of an energy boost and a confidence boost to get rid of some of the mental and physical clutter that surrounds you in your day-to-day life. So, this is the end of the podcast. First of all, I want to say thank you all, and I appreciate the listens. Thank you. I will be having some future changes to the podcast. One of the most recent was a mic. I'm sorry if the audio isn't of the highest quality. I'm trying to work this out so it sounds amazing, but right now all I can do is keep my voice low and talk like I'm a yoga instructor so that it actually sounds like I know what I'm doing. So if my illusion has worked on you, then I guess I'm doing something right. So once again, thank you for listening, and I appreciate it. The next thing to come is going to be some stickers. I'm going to create some stickers for the podcast Sustainable Living, and also, I would like to create a community Discord so that everyone can chat with each other. We can talk about future topics, you know, what people want, what people don't want, everything like that. I'm open to criticism, so say what you'd like. If it's too negative, then you're probably going to get kicked out. So, yeah, I'm sorry, but obviously I don't want there to be too much negativity. There's always room for improvement, but there's, you know, never room for complete change unless it's good, right? Yeah. So on that note, thank you all for listening, and I hope that you have a great weekend. And if those dishes are on your counter in your bedroom, you should probably go clean those up, because you don't want those to become infested with bugs. So get rid of all that clutter in your life, whether it be physical or mental. And thank you for listening to the podcast. Have a great day.